The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, the Passion according to St. Matthew, chapter 27, verses 15 through 17. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" As we gather for worship on this Palm Sunday morning, we mustn't forget that Christian worship always takes place in the bright light of the Lord's resurrection. That even on this first day of the Holy Week of the Lord's Passion, we worship in the glad certainty that the Lord who died and was buried is risen. He is truly the Lord of life. In the Gospel read at the beginning of our worship this morning, we heard of how the crowds went to meet Jesus on that first Palm Sunday because they'd heard of how he'd raised from the dead his friend Lazarus when Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. St. John writes, "The reason why the crowd went to meet Jesus was that they had heard he had done this sign." Yes, Christian worship always takes place in the bright light of him who is the Lord of life, as we'll sing in that wonderful closing hymn today. Crown him the Lord of life who triumphed o'er the grave. From time to time, my thoughts turn to a conversation which took place more than 40 years ago. Some friends of mine were discussing the sad condition of a mutual friend whose life had more or less unraveled. I'll never forget the comment that was then made by an older and wiser friend. "And so you see the consequences of a choice. And so you see the consequences of a choice." Our mutual friend had some years before this chosen to follow a path in life which at the time seemed harmless enough, but had in fact led to his present sad condition, because as so often happens, our friend couldn't see where that choice would lead, but the consequences of that choice had finally become only too painfully clear. "And so you see the consequences of a choice." In the Passion history read just a few moments ago, we also see the unintended consequences of a choice. At the Feast of the Passover, it was the custom for the Roman governor to release one prisoner to the people. And so, in an effort to release Jesus, in whom he found no fault, Pilate gave the people a choice between Jesus and a notorious prisoner named Barabbas. Now, in that choice that Pilate gave them, there is a tremendous irony, because on the one hand, we learn from St. Luke's Gospel that Barabbas had been thrown into prison in the insurrection started in the city, and for murder, for an insurrection, and for murder. On the other hand, Jesus' enemies had told Pilate that Jesus was likely to cause an insurrection because Jesus had claimed to be a king, a claim that would in itself be treason, open rebellion against the emperor. Of course, none of this was true of Jesus. But Barabbas was, in fact, guilty of insurrection and murder. Barabbas had blood on his hands. And so there was then a stark choice between one who was both an insurrectionist and a murderer, and Jesus, and prompted by their leaders, the mob demanded the release of Barabbas. In doing that, the mob rejected the gentle rule of mercy and compassion which Jesus brings, and instead chose the way that would in fact lead to another bloody insurrection a short 40 years later. The Jewish people rose up against their Roman masters, only to bring down on themselves the fierce might of the Roman legions, and they perished miserably by fire and sword. And so you see the consequences of a choice. The consequences of a choice don't always appear immediately, but only become clear with the passage of time. Now, anybody who knows anything about the history of fallen humanity also knows about the consequences of seemingly harmless choices. Perhaps you've seen it in your own lives or in the life of somebody you know and love. I've certainly seen it in mine. Seemingly harmless choices can so easily lead to never intended consequences. And we see that in our own lives and the lives of people we know. We see it constantly in the history of fallen humanity. Think about that. We know the immediate consequences of the mob's choice of Barabbas. The Son of God was nailed to the cross and died in agony. There's never been a greater crime, a greater miscarriage of justice, a more appalling evil in the whole long and sorry tale of human folly and sin, because here the creature lifts up his hand against his creator and kills him. But that greatest crime, that greatest miscarriage of justice, that most appalling evil, was also the salvation of the whole lost world, your salvation and mine. Because Jesus dies not as a justly convicted criminal, but as the innocent Lamb of God who bears in his sinless soul the stain of all the world's sin, atones for it, turns aside God's righteous wrath, and establishes that peace which the world can neither give nor take away, that holy peace between God and man, the union of heaven and earth. There was a time when in our Lutheran churches, Palm Sunday was the day for confirmation. I was confirmed on Palm Sunday 70 years ago. The day of confirmation, when boys and girls would themselves renew the solemn promises made by their godparents when they were baptized. But how sad it is that so many who on their confirmation day pledged loyalty to Christ, their Savior and Lord, quickly fell away, only to wander in trackless wastes of folly and discontent. And so on this Palm Sunday, let's remember our own baptism and our confirmation. And as we remember, let's also think about the choices we've made and about the choices we'll still have to make until our merciful Savior calls us out of this fallen world to his nearer presence. Let's think about those choices. But what's far more important than any choice we might make is God's merciful choice of us. as St. Paul speaks of that wondrous truth in writing to the Christians in the city of Ephesus. St. Paul writes this: God chose us in Christ to be his children before the foundation of the world. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. God chose us in Christ to be his children before the foundation of the world. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. As the hymn writer says, Lord, 'tis not that I did choose thee, that I know could never be, for this heart would still refuse thee had thy grace not chosen me, knowing well that if I love thee, thou, O Lord, didst love me first. Knowing well that if I love thee, thou, O Lord, didst love me first. And to our crucified and risen Lord, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.